Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our weekly yearly cycle updates, where we're talking about what's going on God's calendar during this time of the year. So we're in the end of March right now, 2022, and getting into the springtime here. This time of year is a reminder for us just about living a more balanced life, I think. And so I'm going to read an excerpt coming from my book, The Miracle Year. In The Miracle Year, we've got a section in the back of the book that kind of walks week by week through the year and through this yearly cycle. And I'm just going to read through a section today talking about life balance. This is the date when I wrote this several years ago was March 27th. Today's March 25th, so we're just a couple of days off. So it says, balance is a critical part of life. In fact, in the area of health, I would say that balance is one of the most important keys to success. I once had an engineering friend who said that anything in nature that is unbalanced blows up. When most people think of life balance, they think of balancing areas like work, money, and family. But I believe there's a much higher level of life balance that we must get in place first before those areas can effectively be balanced. These are the three areas to start with, I think. Spiritual life, mindset and emotions, and then the practical areas of life like health and fitness, money, work, family, time, order, these types of things, purpose. When these areas are balanced, these three areas are balanced, it becomes much easier to create life balance across our lives. For a long time, cultivating the spiritual aspect was by far my biggest weakness. I used to have zero spiritual life, but then I began to make it a priority to grow in this area. And three things happen when we make it a goal to grow spiritually. The first thing that happens is we begin to connect with God, and our internal sense of peace and joy increases, which changes our thoughts and the way we execute the practical things in life. We can be doing all the right things practically, but be in the wrong state of mind while doing them, and we don't get the right results. The second thing that happens as we grow spiritually is that we find a much higher level of purpose and meaning for our lives. We find what we were put on this earth to do. And finding our purpose changes everything. The third thing that happens as we grow spiritually is that we find true universal principles that apply into every area of life. We find the truth. But in order to fulfill our purpose, we need true principles to guide us along the way. So a quick recap here. To create life balance, we must balance the spiritual, mental, emotional, and practical areas of life. I think of those three areas: spirit, soul, and then the practical areas. And when we grow spiritually and connect with God, we find peace and joy, purpose and meaning, and true universal principles. So we're going to take communion over this today. Just asking God to help us live and create a more balanced life, both spirit, soul, physical body, the practical areas of life. So Heavenly Father, we're just so grateful to have you in our lives. We thank you for the sacrifice of Jesus, all he was willing to do to connect us to you. We just thank you for this opportunity to remember that. And we're asking for your help to create this more balanced life. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread. He said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Then he said, "Take it. Receive it." Then he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight through his one sacrifice. Father, we thank you for this bread. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. Amen. You have your bread, you can take your bread. So after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant. In my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's a forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. We can have this covenant relationship with God. And he's right there with us. He's helping us create this balanced life. Just thinking of something that's coming to mind lately. Last year, about a year ago, it's funny, we talk about the yearly cycles, themes that just emerge in different seasons of the year. About a year ago, I can't remember the exact time, but it was about a year ago, we talked about this word. I think it's the Hebrew word sakar, which means in your service. God is in our service. He's our wages. He's working behind the scenes for our good. And that's just a powerful thing to think about. God is in our service. He's the great king, but he's in our service, helping us to do this. So Father, I just thank you for this cup. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. All right. Let's have a good week this week. Let's take a little time just on your own. We talk about doing the things that you know to do. What do you know to do this week? What steps, what actions do you know need to happen over this next week? Let's get a plan together and start executing that plan day by day. But I hope this has been helpful for you today. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.